Hello there, this is Coach Pürer. Welcome to the second episode of the two-part series on flexible dieting. In this episode, we are going to cover the action. We're going to be talking about how do we action this in our own lives, and I'm also going to be covering a very inspirational case study of my client on how we've been able to implement these principles and produce some absolutely life-transforming results for him over the last 6 months. I hope that you enjoy the episode.
I've got two tips that would help you to kind of have more control when it comes to including some flexible dieting, because when I speak to a lot of my clients or even other trainers at the gym, a lot of the things they say is that once they start incorporating some of these more palatable foods, they have no control. And it's like, once I start, oh my God, I can't stop.
Mm.
So here are some of the tips that I would recommend to help you maintain that control and be able to have that portion and then move on with your day, move on with your life. The first thing would be that you want to include some protein within, whether it's at the time that you eat that palatable food, that freedom food, or that it's kind of before you give yourself that palatable food. And the reason why we include protein is for the past reasons we've just spoken about, but also because it gives your hunger a lot more satiety. So you're kind of already controlling that hunger and those cravings by including some protein. And another thing is that it's going to help you stabilize your blood sugar levels. So because those palatable foods are generally, you know, a bit more carby, that's going to give you a bit of a blood sugar increase.
Yeah.
And the protein is just going to prevent that really intense crash within that hour to 2 hours that leaves you wanting to go back to the cupboard looking for another serving.
That's a great tip.
Mm. Yeah.
What's the other tip?
The other tip would be that I'd recommend having that freedom food, you know, closer to a main meal. Because once again, you're also getting that satiety in there as well.
Oh, like a dessert? So you're basically, yeah, what a revolutionary invention. I love that.
What do you mean?
Well, it actually... I'm joking. I'm taking the crap out of you. But what I mean is that, like, there already exists this concept of having a dessert.
Okay,
you know?
Right.
Like,
yep.
Don't eat your sweets. Like, that's the first thing that you learn from your parents. It's like, you don't go in the cookie jar before you've eaten your actual food. It's like, wow, that's a great piece of advice, by the way. That'll really go a long way.
Well, I mean, your family is probably really, like, disciplined and structured. But I'll be honest, like, us growing up, when we were cooking dinner, it was like a free-for-all before we ate dinner. And, you know, when there's three hungry kids just, like, ransacking the pantry before dinner... Who knows what can go on?
That explains a lot of... Because one of the things I got to tell you, like, that annoys me about you is that, like, when we're cooking for something, or, like, when we come home, we're both hungry and we're like, all right, we need to get some food on the table. Like, we're hungry, let's start cooking. The first thing that happens is that I hear... and it's like... How the hell did you make it to the pantry that quick? And you're like taking some kind of crackers and you're like already snacking. Whereas for me, it's like the last thing on my mind. It's like, I wanna, okay, let's get to the thing and let's get to the actual meal. And then I'll think about the dessert after the fact.
Well,
that's interesting.
This is the beauty of flexible dieting. And you know, this is why it can like... It can really change people's lives, because these habits have probably been ingrained just like me from your childhood.
Mm.
And so I think the beauty is that you can still, like, yes, there are times where I'm like, I don't need to have that, like, whether it's a little hand size of veggie chips or whatever.
Yeah.
I want. But then there's other times in my life where psychologically that's where I'm drawn, and I'm okay with that, because I can still get wonderful results, feel really good, confident in my body, but be able to have that. And it's not like it happens every night.
No. It doesn't happen every time. But still, our tip here is to try to tag it along with that main meal,
well,
right?
That's it.
And whether for you it's that you prefer to do it beforehand, a little bit beforehand, a little bit afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're more like me, you like to prefer to do it completely just afterwards. Mm-hmm. It's still better than just having it like as its own thing, like, you know, lunch, dinner, having it like in between.
Yeah, that's yeah. it. You know, and I think a big thing does come down to trial and error. What is the personalized approach for you? Because you're an individual, you have your own story, just like we do.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
And yeah, you know, I think you said this before, like flexible dieting isn't just like this, it's not like the ketogenic diet or like the this like really intense like identity that you need to follow. It is more that it becomes a lifestyle approach.
Mm.
And I think that's what we're huge on trying to find that lifestyle approach that you can maintain consistently so that you can have this for the rest of your life, essentially.
That's it. There's no right or wrong, really. It's just trial and error, as long as the principles
mm-hmm.
are being adhered to. And I think another thing to say about your tip, why it's brilliant, for the same purposes of the protein, like how mm-hmm. if you actually tag your freedom foods or your flexible foods to the main meal, well, now you're ticking the box of like fiber, nutrition, like totally. All those other things that kind of, not just protein,
yeah.
that come from eating whole foods that are really important for your health and for your well-being.
Totally. You know, everybody's version of freedom food looks different as yeah. well, you know?
What does yeah. it look like for you? Like, tell me, like, how do you apply flexible dieting or flexible approach in your life?
Yeah, for sure. So for me, I do really enjoy having some chips or crisps, whatever it is that you call it. I really love veggie chips. It's not very often that I'm really drawn to like more of those generic salt and vinegar chips or Pringles or Doritos or anything like that.
Yeah.
More so just because those types of chips, I do feel like they affect my body in a non-desirable way.
Yeah, how?
Like I feel foggy and I feel... I feel like there's, I don't know whether it's the oil or there's some additives in there that don't make me feel very good.
Make you feel like shit.
Yeah, they make me feel like shit. So that's where I draw the line. It's like, you know, I definitely give myself freedom foods, but I'm not going to make myself feel like shit because that doesn't align with my values and that doesn't align with the way that I want to feel. And yeah, so definitely adding some chippies that make me feel good. Psychologically, but physiologically. For me, I also like to include a little bit of panna ice cream, and I do go for the non-dairy version because, once again, I can't have dairy, so I'm going to choose an option that makes my physiological and my psychological feel good.
Yeah, that's it. Like, if you insist on eating something that, like, makes you then, like, you know, like, you just...
You really do.
So, like, I feel like a lot of people are almost in denial... or it's either that they're in denial or that you don't have a clear reference point of like, what do you actually feel like when you don't feel foggy and when you don't feel bloated and when you don't feel crappy. But when you do, then it becomes a no-brainer. Like, that's almost another principle that comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
It's like at least for me, and by the sounds for you as well, it's like the flexible choices that you do make, they must still tick the box of you feel good after the fact.
That's
and
if right.
you don't feel like shit, because then it's just not worth it.
It really isn't worth it. I really, like, you know, once you've been in a place where you feel really shitty, you have no energy, like, and it starts to really impact on your mental health as well and your confidence, once you feel how different it is to be the opposite of that, where you feel like you have uncapped energy, you feel so confident in yourself, it's like, why would you want to choose that other option for a few moments of taste bud happiness?
And especially these days, because we have so many options, like they've come such a long way, and there's like way bigger market for alternative choices, like not only that, but then also when you combine that with a little bit of like being your own you know, doing some experiments and like being creative. I think that's the word I'm looking for. Like being creative and trying out your things. Like you can find some pretty cool combinations that fit pretty much any kind of dietary requirements that you might have. Can't have dairy, can't have gluten, can't have FODMAPs, can't have X. You can still tickle the boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing about social media and things like Pinterest is that, you know, if you're going through some of those
and struggles... Coles magazine.
And Coles magazine, if you're going through some of those struggles. He's laughing because lately my pre-bed reading is the Coles recipe magazine.
It's literally, we're lying down in bed and she's like, oh, I'm just going to flick through the book or something. Or it doesn't even say that. Like, just light is on still. And just like looking at the recipes from Coles magazine.
Well, that's it, you love know. It. Okay, real side note. I would say this is why flexible dieting is a big part of my life. It's because I love food. I love the taste of food. I love cooking food. I love creating food. I love sharing food. I love seeing other people enjoy my food. Like, I think that's why we're probably drawn to be together, because you freaking love food and I like cooking food, and for some reason I like watching him eat my food. That's weird, but
when you say that out loud,
is that weird?
That sounds a bit interesting.
Anyways, relationship advice 101.
So then how do I apply flexible dieting in my life? Well, first of all, I haven't been on a diet for a really, really long time, because I'm kind of like in the like a forever maintenance mode with my muscle mass and with my body composition. So for me, it's a tool that allows me to maintain my body composition and to fuel my performance. Because like I eat like, I don't count my calories, but I'm assuming, just based on like some of the stuff that like my watch will tell me, like how much energy am I burning through the day. Like I'm eating like, you know, 3,000 to 4,000 calories on average per day.
Mm.
Which is quite a bit of food.
It's quite a bit of food.
And if you try to eat 3,000 to 4,000 calories just from chicken breast, broccoli, rice and potato, what you're going to find very quickly is that is freaking miserable.
That's it. And I think you would be full all the time. There's no way that you would be able to train and go for those long, massive runs with that amount of food in your gut. That's horrible.
You'd be so satiated. Like you'd feel so full.
That's right.
All the time.
Yeah.
And, oh shit, now it's time to pile on the next meal. Yeah,
that's right.
Or what you could do is that you could do what a lot of like professional bodybuilders will do. Like they'll just eat like lots of meals, but they'll be like smaller meals and they'll just eat a lot of them.
Mm.
Well, I'm not a professional bodybuilder and like I have other shit to do. I don't have time to eat more than 3 times a day. Like I just don't have that time.
No, you don't.
So because of that, I need a more flexible approach. So for example, for me, it's like a breakfast followed by a bowl of oats that's kind of made into a bit of a treat with the amount of like peanut butter, honey, and all sorts of things. after lunch, kind of the same thing happens. There's the actual whole food lunch, but then comes out the rice cakes, the honey, the peanut butter, the fruits. What else is there? That's pretty much it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would still argue that in some people's eyes, that would still be considered like a pretty healthy approach, but I know in your eyes, for someone who's very disciplined, like some of that stuff can feel like more of a flexible dieting approach. I think we need to go a little bit deeper here. Give us more of like the dirty stuff.
I'm coming to the dinner, okay? So the dinner will be like whatever we're having for dinner, like a whole food meal. And then after that, I will go, if she's cooked a banana cake during the weekend, which she has this week, a really, very, really nice banana cake, by the way.
How many did I cook?
Two big banana cakes, just to give me something to eat after my dinner. Like, that's how much you love me and I love you.
Yes.
So that comes out And then, of course, ice cream, panna ice cream as well goes on top. And then
Ginger nut
cookies. Give it a bit more crunch. Give it a bit more, bit more calories.
Yeah. It's good. I think you really need that. Like, it's that psychological tick.
Yeah.
But then it also gives you that opportunity to get the amount of calories that you need to get into your day without you not only feeling like all you do is eat, but then also it's not carrying over into you feeling super full, which is going to hinder your sleep quality as well.
Exactly. Or feel like feeling crappy. And yeah. It's interesting, like, side note, like, if there's one thing that I've learned over the years of about 3 years, I've been wearing this Oura ring right now in my finger. good joke. If there's one thing I've learned is, like, how much eating a meal that's either too big or that contains something that my body doesn't like. If I have that, like, too late in the day, it'll absolutely destroy my sleep quality. Not only, like, from a... I feel it, didn't sleep as good, but then also I can see, like, resting heart rate stayed up for many, many hours, and the body was under a bit more stress.
That's right. And you were talking a little earlier about one of your clients who's really successfully been able to to create this, well, you've helped him, you know, get the flexible dieting approach that works best for him.
Yeah, so 6 months ago, a very, very busy guy who does some crazy... I don't even know how to describe it. It's like some, yeah, crazy stuff what the people do these days. Technological transformation, something like that. Anyways, very busy guy comes to me and he says that I want to change my body. Great. We start talking about things, and then during our first consultation, he says that he really loves cheese and he just can't live without cheese. And I'm really worried that you're going to make me cut out cheese. And I said, no, we are not going to cut out cheese. I wrote him a meal plan, which included cheese in breakfast, lunch, snack, and dinner. Each meal had some form of cheese, but the quantity was very, very specific to fit his calories, fit his protein, and everything else. He said, great, this is fantastic. Yesterday did the measurement after the third training block, so 3 6-week training blocks we've done, and he just lost 10 kilos of body fat and built 5 kilos of muscle mass, and he looks vastly different.
That's impressive.
It's so impressive, and he's over the moon. He's like, I can't believe these results. I don't feel like he's still been going out. I bet that he would have actually gotten even better results if he would have been, like, a little bit stricter with the going out side of things.
But this is the thing, right? Like, I think he's at a place where he can happily, like, weigh out his, like, need to get, like, absolutely shredded, because he's found a sustainable approach where he can still enjoy his life, but without having to, like, give up all those things that probably bring him a lot of joy, like the social factor, you know, just being around others, being around food, you know. So it's good.
Yeah, it's super good. It brings the balance. Hey, fucking hell. Like, that's an amazing result. Like, 10 it kilos, is. Losing 10 kilos of fat and putting on 5 kilos of muscle mass. You saw the photos. Like, I'll put them up, and it's absolutely huge difference. So, but now that he still has, like, room, you know, we've still got aces up in our sleeve.
Absolutely, that's right, because it hasn't been this, like, crazy restrictive approach.
Exactly.
So then when he is wanting to just screw the bolts a little bit tighter and just really work on, okay, you know, we're going to go in with an intentional maybe 8 to 10 week block
where
we're
going
to just, like, refine things more.
That's it. Like, right now he's at a stage where we've, after being on a 12-week diet, we're now going to do at least for a couple months, just do maintenance, just focus on building muscle mass, building strength while maintaining his new body weight and eating a little bit more food. And now this will then really prepare him for that future diet, like, because I'm pretty sure he wants to get, like, pretty shredded. I think that's his ultimate goal.
Yeah, you know, and that's not, like, a bad thing. I think
no,
it's absolutely, I think sometimes people feel vain for wanting that goal, but no, like I think if that's what you want to achieve in your life, and it doesn't have to be all year round, but if there's something that you like, a holiday,
yeah,
or you just want to push your body and your mind to that limit, like let's go, let's put some discipline in place, let's get a plan, and let's execute.
Perfect. Speaking of plan and execution, we have created a wonderful, mostly Teresa has created a wonderful resource for you that's going to help you to put all this to action so that you can get great results, feel awesome, look great, and do that without sacrificing your favorite foods. This resource is called The Ambitious Professional's Flexible Dieting Handbook, and you can get it from coachputer.com/flexible dieting.
So guys, I've created a really wonderful resource that gives you a lot of tools and strategies to be able to create the flexible dieting approach and let it fit into your lifestyle. It is called the Ambitious Professionals Flexible Dieting Handbook, and basically it gives you all the tools to be able to create the flexibility, to be able to implement the tools that have given us wonderful results and our clients wonderful, wonderful results, to navigate how to still enjoy those foods that you really love, but not let it compromise your results.
That's it. Still take the principles and get the most important things in place.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. Go to coachputer.com/flexible dieting for that resource. If you found this episode useful, if you've enjoyed it, if you know of someone else who would enjoy it, would you please do us a favor and share this episode with at least one other person. Subscribe to the channel, like the video, and send us a question on Instagram @CoachPuter or @CoachTeresaWest. We thank you so much for your attention and the support of our podcast. Hope that you have an absolutely fantastic rest of the day. This is Coach Puter.
Coach Teresa.
Let's do this.